Investing in times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, 877-PLANNER, that's the number. Why do I give you that now? Because we got all the lines open. Professor Plum, do you feel unwanted if there's nobody on the phone lines?
I'm hurt.
I am too, you know? I mean, Dillinger or somebody said it's nice to be wanted by somebody. He saw his,
I don't want the same type of...
No. But I just looked. I said, so, we're ready for the first call. And I said, well, what happened? They all hung up during the newscast.
So anyway. Out to lunch.
Hey, we're popular. But I tell you what, if you want to get on board right now, you can call because lines are open for you. 877-PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Actually, you can call, but we didn't get to our topic. As I said, we probably wouldn't last hour because we had emails and we had other calls with other important matters to get to, one of which included rental depreciation. Now, we started talking last hour about selling your home, and that's why the topic we really didn't get into at all, other than mentioning the fact that some laws changed back in the late 90s that really made it favorable to not only just own and sell your primary residence, but rental or investment real estate as well. And some of those nice benefits have gone by the wayside. But
Congress realized that we were able to keep more of our money, sale proceeds, than they had intended.
Right, and so that just isn't going to work. Now, what still is there is this exclusion. So we're going to get to that in just a second. What's not there is some of the great benefits of moving into your former rental. And they're talking again about this whole idea of getting rid of the deduction for mortgage interest.
Or at least curtailing it again. And I do say again because it was curtailed in 1986.
Yeah. Now, currently, I think it's up to, what, $1,100,000?
Yeah, you can deduct the interest on your primary residence or a combination of personal properties up to a total acquisition cost of $1 million of loan value and interest on up to $100,000 of equity value, of equity loan value. So the interest on the first $1,000,001 mm-hmm. of your personal residences, personal properties can go on your Schedule A, but you can't include more than two residences in those balances.
So now the fearless leaders, our current batch in Washington, are talking about getting rid of or really
And they're not the first ones
downsizing.
To talk about getting rid of it. This has been being bantered about for a couple
of administrations. Well, but now they're really, supposedly they're really getting serious about doing this, and they talked about doubling the standard, personal...
Almost tripling the standard deduction.
Well, the one they're talking about now is doubling it. Doubling it, and then so what they're trying to do is get fewer people to itemize their deductions, which ultimately is going to mean that you're going to wind up paying more in taxes. Anyway, so that's one of the things. But the other stuff that's still there is some of the cool stuff that came out of the late 90s. So we'll talk about that with Professor Rick Plum. Now you can get on board. I said this. We got lines open for you right now, and I meant it. 877-PLANNER. That's our number. I told it to you again. I'll tell you again now. 877-PLANNER. Emails at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. We'll get to some of those coming up in just a little bit. And if you want to get into the details of your own financial plan, and you should, by the way, Get the guidance of a professional advisor. They're here to help you out at Lucia Capital Group. Along with Professor Rick Plum, all of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, they can stand by, talk to you. They are standing by to talk to you at any place you like, all across the country. 800-644-1150. They're available to you through a single point of contact, and that's what you get. 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group. They'd love to hear from you. They take care of thousands of people every day, and they'll do it for you as well. 800-644-1150. So we'll take some calls and get back into this just as a preview. When we're talking about selling your primary residence, before Professor Plum, way back, which seems like a long time ago, but it was only a little over 20 years ago when this practice ended, you had to buy up. If you were under the age of 55, if you sold your home, and a lot of people did, and they realized the gain, if you didn't want to pay taxes on that gain, you had to pump it into a new home.
Within a two-year period of time.
Yep, you had to do that, had to buy up.
Equal or greater value on the next home.
Yes, and so you kind
primary
of...
Primary residence home.
You kind of, what you did is you were putting off the, ultimately, the...
You're deferring the gain into the new contract.
Right, and
new property.
There was one time...
Once you got to 55, you could sell and move down in value and exclude up to $125,000 of gain from that sale. That was a one-time shot. And if you were a single individual, you're 58, 59, 60, whatever it was, and you used it, but you only used 50,000 of it. Maybe it was only 20,000 of it. Then you later got married, and your new spouse had a house that they wanted to sell. Because you're married now, you've already used it once. Can't do it.
Yeah, so it was really restrictive, but it's changed now. So we'll talk about that. 877 Planner, PLANNER. Stan is next in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, Stan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing today?
Doing great. I got a question on computing Medicare.
Okay.
Is it based upon AGI or modified AGI? Number one, and number two, is the individual that's paying for the Medicare, and if they're filing a joint return, is the AGI, MGI based upon a joint return, or is it based upon individuals' pensions that they're receiving?
Well, it is based on a modified AGI, but it's a very easy modification. You take adjusted gross income, basically bottom of page one of the 1040, and you add any tax-exempt interest that was not included in the taxable column before. So it's basically AGI. Now, if you're married, then you go off of a married filing a joint return, $170,000. If you're single, then you can do single. I have not seen a separate married filing separate, and if there is one, then it's probably going to be almost zero. I can look that up. But a married person has to look at married filing joint return household income.
Okay, 200K AGI, 200K modified AGI, how close can you get to the cost of Medicare?
Your Medicare will be $134 plus, $189 or something like that.
Oh, that's better than the 400 something you were talking about earlier.
Right. Yeah. The brackets basically go under 170 for a married couple, you just pay the standard premium.
That's a modified adjusted gross income?
Modified, yes. Yeah. So it's adjusted gross income plus tax-free interest.
Right.
Then the next bracket is 170 to 214. It's at 187.50. 214 to 320, you're at 268. 320 to 428, you're at 350, basically. And over 428 of a modified adjusted gross income, you're at 429 a month. But you got to get over 429 of adjusted gross income, modified adjusted gross income, to pay the highest of high prices.
Thank you very much. That cleared some questions I had. I wasn't sure about the brackets, but thank you so much.
All right. You're very welcome, and thanks for asking that, Stan.
Single individual can cut those numbers in half. Not the premiums, the AGI numbers.
Yeah, this is what we were talking about. If you just happened to tune in, what we were talking about last hour, the Medicare premium, which for most people, at least if you're just now signing up, the new enrollees, is, what, $134 a month.
Uh-huh.
Per person, and paid quarterly if you're not taking your Social Security. If not, they will take it out of your Social Security payments. But, of course, the more you make, the higher your premium goes. And you had brought up an example of somebody who was making well over $500,000.
Yeah, they were making $600,000.
$600,000. And their Medicare premium was up around the $400-some-odd range. What did we say,
$460? I said $450 or $460, but it was $428.
Okay, $428.
$429, $428.60 a month.
Whatever, that's per person. So that's, you know, $860 per a couple per month. And what can mess you up, at least temporarily, is if you're going along making 60, 70 grand, something like that, and you're well, you know, under the...
Well under the 170 threshold for a married couple.
But you happen to have a big capital gain. You sold a property, you got a big stock gain, something like that, and now your income has jumped for that 1 year to something much higher than your 50 grand, and you're up into one of those higher brackets. That could affect it.
It's kind of a twofer problem in the fact that this year, you sell it, you know you're going to have a capital gain, so you file your tax return next year, and you go, oh man, I got a bunch of taxes to pay. So for your 2017 return, you're filling it out in February, March, April, you're moaning and complaining about the tax you have to pay on the sale, and then you think, okay, at least that's behind me, I'm done with it. 2019 comes around, and you get a bill for a lot more Medicare. It's just, it hits you. It hits you hard, right between the eyes. You're like, what? I already paid my taxes on the sale of that. Well, no, you haven't. You have the privilege of paying more.
Yes, and they didn't catch it until 2 years later because they didn't see your tax return until such time as 2 years. Well, that's by the time they got into the system. And so there are ways to, I guess, fix that, right?
Hell yeah. I mean, it depends on why your income went up or the other side, why your income went down.
Exactly. Okay, and we said there are different...
exceptions.
Yes, yeah. Retirement is one of them. Okay, hang on. Roger in Phoenix. Gonna make sure you get enough time to ask your questions. We'll take a break and come back. Get you, all the other folks behind Roger. Hang on. 877-PLANNER. Two lines open. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. We're coming right back.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy: your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now, 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum representatives.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
It is Market Strategy Investing. Taking your phone calls till the top of the hour, so get your calls in. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Don't forget also the Social Security webinar. You can watch it. I think I misspoke and said you could download it. It would be too big to download, and plus it's like on YouTube somewhere, I think. I don't know. You go to wealthed.com. You want to watch this 15 minutes of Social Security. It's the 9 vital steps to navigating your Social Security or navigating Social Security in general. It's on demand, available to you only at wealthed.com. Sign up. It's free. Go to wealthed.com. Follow the, it's very quick, simple instructions, and you can watch it any time you like. We're going to leave it up there for at least the next few weeks, but you never know. So watch it now while you can. 9 vital steps in navigating Social Security. A lot of questions on Social Security, and that's what we talked about here on this program, on the webinar, featuring Professor Plum and Ray Lucia Jr. from Lucia Capital Group. So check it out, would you? At wealthed.com. It's all free. Okay, Roger, been hanging on in Phoenix, Arizona. Hello, Roger.
Hello, gentlemen. My question is Social Security. I just turned 62, and I always hear you talking about earned income. I have unearned income. I have about $60,000 from rentals and $15,000 in dividends. No other income. And my Social Security benefit's going to be very low, about $950 a month if I apply for it now. How much would they tax me on that? Any idea? You mentioned one for every $2.
That's a different issue. That has to do with earned income, and that's not... I mean, I guess it's a tax. They just take it away from you, a dollar for every two. As far as how much will be taxable, 85% of the money that is paid to you from Social Security will be taxable. The way that your income is structured, you've got $60,000 of passive income. Is that what the tax return shows, or is that just what you put in your pocket?
That's what the tax return shows.
Okay, so you got 60 there and 15 of dividends. So you've got $75,000 of income over and above your Social Security benefit received. Knowing the formulas, 85% of your Social Security will be taxable. So if you're getting basically $11,000 a year, 85% of that, about $9,000, $9,800 of your Social Security will be in the taxable column. So you had $60,000 from rental, $15,000 from dividends, $75,000, another $10,000 or so from Social Security. Your adjusted gross income will be $85,000 or so.
And I believe I'm in the 15% bracket, so it'll be 15% of the Social Security.
Yeah, 15% of the 85%.
85% of it is going to go on the tax return, and then it'll be paid at your...
Whatever the marginal... Are you single or married?
Single.
With that kind of income, you've got to have a lot of write-offs to get down to the 15% bracket.
Okay. I thought I was in 15. Maybe I... Made a mistake there.
Well, it'll be whatever your
marginal bracket is.
Yeah, that's what it will be counted as. Now, you said you're 62, but you are now retired. The only income that you have is this passive income, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this is not dealing with earned income. Earned income is a give back. Earned income is if I have wages or self-employment income over, call it $17,000, I'm ineligible for a dollar's worth of benefits for every $2 of income I go over the threshold. But if I do still get some benefit, now it's a question of the benefit that I receive, will it be taxable? In your case, we're not dealing with the two-for-one give back or the $17,000. We're dealing with, is the benefit going to be taxable? And whether or not your benefit is taxable or not taxable is based on what other income you have. And with $75,000 of other income, yeah, 85% of your Social Security will be taxable. And what will it be taxed at? Whatever the marginal tax bracket is. If you're in the 15% bracket or the 25% bracket, you get to pay 15 or 25% on that taxable Social Security.
Yeah.
I see.
But in your case, Roger, the give back won't apply, as Professor Plum said, because the income that you have is not counted as earned income. It's passive income. So you don't have to worry about that.
That's what I was confused about. I enjoyed your seminar at JW in Desert Ridge.
Oh, thank you.
I'm looking forward to the next one.
Yes, we'll have that schedule out, I think, sometime within the next few weeks. We're getting closer toward the end of the...
We may be taking this fall off. I'm going to go do some things.
Oh, that's right. Okay, well, but he will be in the Phoenix area, Roger, so we'll let you know more about that. That's right.
I'll be there meeting with clients and prospective clients on a specific day or two in the fall.
Yes, and I don't have the dates. I was just talking with somebody about that this morning.
Yes.
And so that'll be you. I'll preview it.
Yeah, but it's not going to be, 50-100 people in a room doing a seminar.
Oh no. This will just be one-on-ones. So if you haven't met with Professor Plum or you want to get to know the guy and get a plan put together, that's what we're going to be doing. So we'll get more details. I think the next step is you, Professor Plum, telling us what your schedule is like, because this will be like in the middle of the week.
I might have to, pair that around a trip to somewhere else.
Yes, I know. You're planning to junk it around. That's right. Yeah, I get it. But we're going to send you off on like a Wednesday, so you can't do it,
Watch me.
Strictly.
Watch me.
Watch you do it. Yeah, actually, this will be pretty cool. And I'll as I get more details, I'll let you know. But we've been planning this for a little while. Sometime, I think, within the next month and a half, but don't hold me to that, we're going to be sending Professor Plum out. He's going to be out trick-or-treating, but instead of asking for candy, he's going to be saying, hey, come on, meet with me. And they're going to be at the various locations, Lucia Capital Group offices, just for a day, and he'd make an appointment and talk with Professor Plum, and he'll go over your financial plan. He'll do the plan for you. So, again, that's part of the details. It's not all of it. We'll let you know more as it happens. Now, back to Roger's question, which had to do, I think he was asking about one thing, but his real question was about taxation. Now,
and it's very confusing because it does seem like it's being hit two ways, and in many types it is. There is an earnings limitation if you're under full retirement age but receiving Social Security. Earnings, wages, self-employment income, current work. That's one thing. And that has to do with eligibility. Are you even eligible to receive your benefit? And if you're receiving it and you become ineligible because you're working, Social Security wants it back. And they're just going to claw it back. They're going to say, you owe us money. Then there's the other side of it, which is just the pure taxation side. Is the money that I'm actually eligible for, is the money that is actually paid to me going to be taxable or not? And for some people, Social Security is not taxable. For other people, and more people each year fall into the trap, some of that Social Security benefit that is paid to you, that you're eligible for and that you receive, is taxable. How much? How much it is dependent upon how much other income. It's somewhere between 0 and 85% of your benefit that was paid to you. Currently, under no circumstances, 100% of your Social Security taxable. This, we're talking about the federal level, by the way, here too. But in many cases, some amount of your Social Security, up to a maximum of 85% that was paid to you, could be in the taxable column. Now, you don't pay tax at 85%. You pay tax on 85%. What tax rate? Well, where does it fall in your income stack? Is it in the 15% bracket? Is it in the 25? Is it in a combination of the two of them? Where does it fall on the taxable income scale?
And they'll tell you, because it'll be on your tax return.
Your tax
return. If you had $10,000 worth of Social Security payments for that year, then $8,500 in this scenario, $8,500 of it will be subject to taxes at whatever bracket you're in. it won't be 100%. So, you know, another, 1,500 will be tax-free. But,
woo-hoo!
Yeah, big
better
deal.
Than nothing.
Big deal. I'm glad we're at a break because I was feeling a rant on Social Security taxes coming along. But I'm not going to do it.
And they keep track of that $1,500. And that $1,500 goes into the, not the 15, the tax goes into the trust fund.
Yes. See what he does to me? 877-PLANNER. We're going to straighten Plum out during the break, and we'll be back with more.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150 or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you're in the market to buy a home right now, you know how challenging it is out there. You're competing against cash buyers, so it's critical that you work with a reputable, established mortgage company like Quicken Loans. By getting pre-approved with us, sellers will know that you're serious and ready to close when you make that offer. Here's one more way to get the home you want. You could buy a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fourth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370. 5370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Impressed with the brain trust, I tell you what. Answering all these questions, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Emails at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. We got some trivia coming up here in just about 15 minutes or so, and give you the latest on what we're talking about tomorrow. I did have this idea of selling your home, and we'll I think cover this. Well, we can do some of it now. At least your primary residence, Professor Plum.
Okay.
Because I said this at the earlier part of the program, we still have some of the good things that were put into place back in the mid to late 1990s with regard to real estate, with regard to selling property. Now, of course, back then, homes were going up. Everything was going up in value. We had this sort of fake bubble, which, like, there's a real bubble. This whole, you know, dot-com thing blowing up. Internet was going wild. And so it just seemed, I don't know, politically prudent for Congress to put in this new tax break that you get for selling your home. Currently, Professor Plum, you no longer have to buy up. There are still people, I think, who are under the illusion that you have to buy up if you don't want to pay taxes on the sale of a home. You sell a primary residence. Let's talk about the exclusion.
Well, to exclude gain on the sale of your primary residence, you have to have lived in the property as your primary residence for at least 2 years before the sale, two of the 5 years before the sale. You have to have owned it, obviously, for 2 years as well. And as long as you meet those rules, you can exclude some or all of the gain from your property. That's it. There's no requirement that you buy another property. There's no requirement of what you do with the money from the sale of that property. You don't have to do anything. You can stick it in a bank. You can invest it. You can spend it. You can do whatever you want. You don't have to do anything. You have to live there for at least 2 years. You have to own it for at least 2 years. Two of the 5 years before sale on the use permit side of it.
24 out of 60 months, really.
Yeah, and as long as you meet those, you can exclude some gain. And so there's no other requirement that you do something with money. It was actually way too simple. I mean, we're not used to straightforward
laws like that. Well, certainly not now we're not used to it. I think things used to be a little simpler back then, but that's all it is. You simply can exclude. If you're single, $250,000, up to $250,000 of capital gain. If you're married, you can combine them and make it $500,000.
The only rule on top of those are that you cannot take the exclusion more than once in a 24-month period of time. So in essence, you can do this and exclude. If you can figure out how to live in a house for 2 years, own it for 2 years, and get gain in it, you can do this every, basically, 25 months. And exclude up to 250 single individual, 500,000 for a joint return on the gain.
Yeah. Now, the housing market would have to go up substantially for you to really get a huge, you know, bite out of that.
And at first, when it first came out in the late 90s, even through the 2000s, for somebody who owned a lot of rental properties that had a lot of deferred gain in them, it made it, they could ping pong from one house to the other after every 25 months. And start selling off a lot of their properties and avoid a lot of the gain.
Yeah, what you used to be able to do, Professor Plum, is once all these laws were put into effect in the late 90s, maybe you had five rental properties, and each one of them you'd owned for 20 years, and they had an awful lot of gain in them. And you knew that if you sold those properties, you would wind up paying a pretty good tax.
You're getting to the point where you're tired of managing the rentals. It happens.
Right, exactly. So what you could do then at that time was simply kick the renters out, move into your rental property, establish it as your primary residence, live in it for 2 years, 24 months. After that time, you sell it, and up to $250,000 or $500,000, depending on your marital status, filing status, could be excluded. And then you could do the same thing to the next property. Kick the renters out
and
move into it.
Each sale was at least 24 months apart, mm-hmm. more than 24 months apart. You could exclude up to $500,000 for that married couple on each of those sales. Now, depreciation was another issue. You just had to recapture the depreciation, but you would have had to do that.
Well,
but only back to May 7th of 1997.
But the thing is, if you did it right when these laws took effect, 1999, 2000, you know, the real estate market was pretty high back then,
and most of the depreciation had been taken before.
Right. So you almost at the time didn't have to take any recapture any depreciation either. It was wonderful.
It was easy.
It was really simple.
It allowed us to keep more money than Congress had intended us to keep.
Well, they got wise, or I don't know what they did. But anyway, you still have right. the exclusion. You can still sell a primary residence capital gains tax-free under those circumstances. I'm not sure I want to get into the whole non-primary residence right. use time after 2008.
But if it's always been your primary residence, it's not an issue. You bought a house, you lived in it. You lived in it for more than 2 years. You saw it go up in value. You sold it. You can exclude the gain. Up to $250,000 single, $500,000 married. Now, the other thing is you're supposed to have lived in it and owned it for at least 2 years. Now, those don't have to be concurrent. I could have been a renter in a property for a number of years.
Then bought it,
and then moved out of it and rented it to somebody else. And as long as I've lived in it for two of the 5 years before sale and owned it for 2 years before sale, mm-hmm. I still qualify.
If you have a spouse...
You both have to meet the use test.
You both must have lived in it. So if you just get married and your new spouse moves in with you and...
Well, if you've been living together for a couple of years and then you... But they weren't on title. It was your house. Or maybe
right.
it was their house. And you've been living together. And then you get married and you sell it and move into the new marital house that you want. You haven't owned it for 2 years. When it comes to a married filing a joint return... You don't have to have both owned it for 2 years, but you do have to have both used
yes,
it.
Yes, only
for
one
two
spouse
years.
Has to meet the ownership rules, but both must meet what they call the use test or the use rule.
And in that case, they would have to file a joint return.
Yes, exactly. But it's a nice it's a nice.
Don't
break.
Have to buy another one. You can go move out of town and rent until you find a place you like. Maybe it takes 3, 4, 5 years until you find a place that you want to settle down again. Doesn't matter. You don't have to worry about amending your return or anything
nope.
to show the gain.
Nope.
Gain's done.
Now, as we get into non-primary use...
Prior to or after...
Right. I mean, it could very well be that you've lived in a home and then you decide to rent it out. Or it was a rental home for many years.
Or a vacation home that you decided to move into.
It was a non-primary residence type home. Now you get into a little bit. They've really complicated these rules.
It used to be so much easier. But in 2008, they changed the rules for a property that has, at some time during your ownership, been a non-primary residence. Personal property. Your kids lived in it while they went to school. You bought the house for your parents. And they were living in it until they passed, then you moved into it. All kinds of issues. Where it doesn't even have to have been investment property, just not your primary residence. That's the only thing. There's only two types of real estate in the minds of this particular law. Primary residence and any other ownership of real estate you had. Non-primary
right.
residence.
Whether it sat empty or it was a vacation home or you rented it out, it doesn't matter. So just understand that if you did rent out your home, and it was a primary residence before 2008 or after 2008, you're going to have a little bit of math to do. We did that with one of our callers earlier, and we found out that I think it was 2/11
like 18%
of his gain that he had was excludable for capital gains tax purposes.
Not a lot of the gain was excludable.
Right, yeah.
It is a proration of the gain.
Not the exclusion.
It is not a proration of the exclusion when we're doing it this way.
There were scenarios where the exclusion was prorated.
Right, but that has to do with moving out of a house before the two-year... use or ownership test. I buy a house.
That's what it was.
And I find out, for whatever reason, a doctor tells me I need to move.
Yeah,
my health is not good there.
The asbestos and the radon are taking a toll on your health.
For an unforeseen circumstance, I have to move before the 2 years is up. And within certain areas, that I can do the sale and get the exclusion, even though I didn't live in it for the full 2 years or own it for the full 2 years. And that is a proration of the exemption, not of the gain.
Right.
But the one where you had it for, you owned it for the 2 years or more, but it was not your primary residence, that's an exclusion of the gain.
Yeah, you see how easy this is?
Piece of cake.
Piece of cake. That's all it is. But if it's all it's been is a primary residence, then you don't have anything to worry about. Just sell it, and you can keep $250,000 of gain if you're single, or up to $500,000 of gain if you're married, filing a joint return. I think one of the other things before was you could exclude some of the gain. I'm sorry, the exclusion, you get a percentage of it if you move because of job. You had to move more than 50 miles away or something like that.
There are certain reasons to be able to not have to meet the two-year rule.
That's what it was. You don't have to know all that stuff. And we're not going to go through the math. It's a proration. Ah, the heck with it.
If I only lived there 12 months, I got a $125,000 exclusion instead of $250,000.
Right. Or if you're married, it was $250,000 instead of $500,000. Ah, forget it. All right, we're going to take a break. Going to come back with more. We have some trivia. What's happening on this program tomorrow? Some more emails and phone calls, too. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Back with more right after this.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Fall is right around the corner. Freshen up your home with incredible deals on the latest flooring styles at Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the hottest trends in wood look waterproof flooring up to 58% off. Save on more than 60 wide-width hardwood floors, like 21% off Delaware Driftwood Oak, featured in this year's HGTV Dream Home. It's the lowest price of the year. And take an extra 15% off all Dream Home laminate floors. Get more deals from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, get to Lumber Liquidators today.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Yeah, bucket strategy investing. The only thing we didn't really cover, we did pretty well, I thought, on that. Just for having delayed it, the topic of selling your home. The only thing we really didn't get into too much was doing things like 1031 exchanges, reverse Starker exchanges, and investment property and all that stuff. I don't think we need to necessarily
do that.
Turning
it into your primary residence.
And then we had a caller, I think. Was it a caller or an email? I think a caller. Who was doing that very thing. In fact, it worked out very well for that caller a couple of days ago who had a property, just happened to, I think, move into it in
2009.
He only had 2 months of...
like 2 years of rental period.
Right. And he had done a 1031 exchange into this property. Anyway, there are certain rules. We could cover 1031 exchanges at some point. If you have an investment property and you're going to... sell it, or you don't want to realize the gain, you want to defer the gain, you can do it through a 1031. Anyway, since nobody asked about that,
I guess we won't talk about it.
I guess not. Although it's kind of fun. All right, so let's see. Trivia for today. I'm sorry, let me tell you what's coming up on this program tomorrow. We talked about primary residences here today. Switching gears on this one, this is really a strategy question, and it's based on a couple of emails that we got while we were gone. So we're going to talk about it. Roth conversions. Who should consider one and why you might consider a Roth conversion? There's some hoops that you have to jump through. Pardon me. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. Roth IRAs, one of the other things that I said was a wonderful... Just there were 3 or 4 years there in the late 90s where all this great tax legislation just happened to come through.
It came through in 97, and the first year was 98.
The first year was 1998, and a lot of that had to do with the 1996 election, when candidates were actually trying to outdo each other to see who could come up with better tax proposals for average people.
They weren't just saying how bad the other person was. They were trying to come up with their own solutions.
Right, they were saying, hey, this is a good idea. Now I'm going to one-up you and do it this way. It was Bob Dole Who started the whole
and then Bill Clinton one-upped him.
Exclusion. If you're wondering about the history of this exclusion that we were talking about on the tax-free sale of a home, you can exclude up to $250,000 of gain if you're single, if you meet all the requirements of a primary residence, and up to $500,000 if you're married. Well, in 1996, during the campaign.
It was during the election campaign.
Bob Dole proposed that there should be a $250,000 exclusion of gain.
Doubling of the existing exclusion.
It was $125,000 if...
You moved
down.
Under
certain conditions, you had to be over 55. In this case, Bob Dole said, well, anybody who sells a home and has lived in it for more than 2 years out of the last five should be able to exclude up to $250,000 again because, heck, home prices were going up, and that seemed reasonable. And Bill Clinton, who I think is something of a politician. Something like that. And the whole family sort of into politics. I don't know. I have to look into that. Anyway. Said, well, that's a very good idea. And so he put it, doing what he does, he sticks his finger in the air and says, everybody like that? Okay. So he said, yeah, $250,000 is good, but if you're married, we're going to double it. Five exclusions. How about that? Beat that, Bob Dole.
And Bob Dole said, yeah, that sounds really good.
Unfortunately, for Bob, he didn't get elected on that, but Bill Clinton did. But anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, we have it. It's an interesting way of getting that... Now what do you get out of presidential elections?
Crud.
You have to take a shower?
Yeah.
You got to... Oh! Oh! All right. Anyway. I said trivia for today.
You did.
This comes to us from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Kaiser Family Foundation. It goes like this. National health care expenditures in the United States... during calendar year 2016 were an estimated $3.4 trillion.
That's a big chunk of money.
Just 10% of Americans were the source of 65% of that total. So 65% of the time, it works all the time.
Wow, that was...
Sorry, that was wrong.
That's a pretty good... I mean...
Well, that's what happens,
figure
though.
If you're very... most people go along that... maybe they have a cold. Maybe they don't get sick, through the retina. And then there's some people who are just really, unfortunately, sick, whether it be cancer or something else, and they spend all... I've seen or heard of some of the bills. They're just outrageous, and I compare that to what I spend in a given year, and, I don't spend hardly anything.
Well,
even when I had kids on my insurance, we didn't... they go to the doctor, they get their checkups, maybe a broken bone here or there. There wasn't that much in expense compared to a cancer treatment.
And you have, as you get older, of course, you have older Americans who can get sick very quickly and wind up with some...
And it takes a long time to get over it.
Exactly. And you can wind up with some pretty hefty medical bills. So that has a lot to do with it. And so if you think that you're not going to, wind up with huge medical bills, or at least the prospect of having some rather expensive care coming your way when you're retired, think again. It's hard to think about that when you're healthy.
Right.
Even people in their 50s like us feel relatively good most of the time.
And, I've had a checkup recently, and I'm having, in my 50s, procedures done and things of that nature. And
about time, fella. You're pushing your 50s. You're at the Heinz age right now.
Well,
57.
Something like that.
All right. But anyway, so you're... Yeah.
And I look at the bills that... it's got to be done, right?
It's got to be done. But the thing is, what happens is because only 10% of the people are responsible for 65% of this
65% of the expense.
Of the expense, $3.4 trillion. This just shows that it can add up very, very quickly.
And that's across the age spectrum, too. Yes. Older people tend to have a lot of expenses,
but there's
people that have significant expenses.
Well,
too.
That's just it. And I brought up the older people, but their expenses don't necessarily last as long. What you wind up with is people, I think in your case, what you just said, the younger people who wind up having to have, some kind of medical treatment, not that just goes on, but it's a single, medical procedure that winds up costing them. The bill could be, thousands.
We've known people that were on dialysis. I don't know what that costs, but it's not free. And for years, and then got a kidney transplant. We've known people that that expense has got to be up there.
Oh, absolutely. And
you they weren't old at that time.
You may not pay for it. Insurance, you know, somebody's paying for it, whether it's you or the insurance company, and that's where that figure
somebody's
comes
getting
from,
paid for performing the services.
That it is. That it is. All right. Don't have time to get to the next email, so sorry about that, Michael. I'll try to get your email a little bit sooner. Next time, if you're on hold, hang on. You can also reach Professor Rick Plum off the air. Here's how you do it. Give him a call, 800-644-1150. That's the number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Talk to them about your financial future, about your retirement. Don't run out of money before you're out and run out of time. We're out of time. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.